So then, when the Lehi Navigation Coal stopped mining, did that affect your ability to be a freelancer?
Well, yeah, because I said I was making so much, you know, I mean, it was great, you know, I mean, to make all this money, you know, make $400 a week or something like that in those days, or, you know, it was, you know, for maybe a 2 days work or something was fine. But when the coal company closed, the LNC ceased operating, I had to find a job. And I knew Jackie Knopfin from down the street here. It was Bellamstein, had two photo labs, a real estate photo lab and the advertising lab. And he worked for the real estate lab, and he said, I think there's an opening in the other lab. So he said, why don't you go down and check with Bethlehem Steel, and they might have a job for you, you know. So I took some of my mine photographs down, and there was a fellow by the name of Zoli Biro down there who's head of the lab, Bethlehem boy. And he said, we can't use pictures like this. They're just too black, too dark, you know. So he said, why don't you fill out an application and let your name here, you know, and all that. So I said, okay. I didn't think I'd get the job. In the meantime, a fellow came in from New York, Orland Donaldson, took Hero's place. So I left some of the photographs. He saw the photographs and all that, and he immediately called me. And this was December, I guess, of 55. And he offered me the job, but he wanted me to start immediately. I said, I can't start until after the holidays. He said, we need you now. I said, well, I got to wait till that. I had promised a lot of pictures for the holidays to people and things like that. I said, I could start after the first. And he said, well, we'll have to find someone else. I said, okay. But after the first, he called and he said, you still want the job? Come on down. So that's how I started working with Bethlehem Steel. And it was a good experience. I enjoyed it, yeah.
Did you ever do any work in the steel mills comparable to the kind of photography you'd done in the mines?
No, not really. I was pretty close to Orland. Orland, he was a Columbia graduate and all that. He worked with Arthur Rothstein, one of the, you know, and he went to school with him, in fact. And he knew a lot of photographers. He worked with a lot of, before he came to Bethlehem, he worked with a lot of fashion photographers, Horst and I forget the woman's name, big fashion photographer in New York at the time. And we often talked about it, and about going into the steel mills with a small camera and recording the men working. And most of the jobs at the plant, if they want a shot for like an annual report, they would dress the place. They would paint the machinery and clean up everything, you know, and stage it.
They prettified it.
Yeah, yeah. And quite a few times he proposed that I go in with a small camera and just walk around for 6 months or something like that and show the men sweating and working and beat, you know, and things like that. And we never did get that off the ground, never.
There was someone above your boss who didn't want that kind of photography taken?
Yeah, well, there was a number of people above him. There was, you know, I would say six people above him, you know. He was a kind of a radical type of guy. He realized, you know, this should be done. But he couldn't do much about it. He would jeopardize, you know. In fact, later on he did jeopardize his job or a number of things, and he was fired. But because he was, emotionally, he was very strong, and he had strong ideals and all that, how to run a photo lab, and other people thought he should run it a different way. But we became very, very good friends. I never made that much money, really, down there, but he did give me, I was like my own boss. I could use, anytime I needed some film, extra film or something like that, he said, you could use the lab for anything, but as long as you don't sell the pictures, you know. Any pictures you sell, you do at home. But you could experiment. You order any type of film you want to use and all that. And So I had a pretty good relationship, and I enjoyed it, you know, and it was a good experience. I did get into the plant a number of times, and being as I was familiar with 35 millimeter too, I would go out on bridges and all that, and I would get men up in bridges actually working, you know, instead of, and they really liked it. Later on, they started to switch from big cameras to, when I first went to Bethlehem Steel, they were using 8x10 cameras. 8x10 cameras. And then later on, 4x5, and then they started to move this roll film, and then 35, you know. I got them to use 35. They were still making lantern slides and all that on glass pipes, you know. They were like 3.25x5 or something like that. And finally I said, we're wasting our time. You do all this making slides for shows and things like that. Let's put them on 35. And he allowed me to go out and buy some cameras and do it, and we switched. And so it was, like I said, it was a good experience. I had a good relationship with him.
For how long did you work for Bethlehem Steel?
Well, I worked, it was about 25 years then, yeah. But I did a lot of things in between, you know, on my spare time. And if I would go to do a job for Bethlehem Steel, like down Lancaster County, well, I made sure I photographed Lancaster County on my own.
That's when you did the Amish?
I started to, yeah, or if I would do a job on wire rope or something around the collieries or mines or something like that, you know, I'd always, but he allowed it, you know, he didn't care if I did it, and in fact, he encouraged me. One day, Arthur Rothstein is it Rothstein or Rothstein?
Rothstein, I don't know.
Same. He was in Bethlehem or something like that, and he called him up and he said, he's coming up. He said, bring some of your photographs in. I want to show them to him. At that time, he was gone from Look magazine, and he was the editor of Infinity magazine. It was a magazine put out by the Association for Magazine Photographers. And he was the editor of this magazine. Nice, real, pretty classy magazine. And he came up and he really liked the photographs. He put one on the cover and some inside and all that. So, and it was only through my boss who encouraged, you know, for me to bring the photographs in. He encouraged me to exhibit photographs, you know, print them there. As long as I didn't sell them, I could exhibit them, you know.
So it was really a nice environment for you.
Sure.
It had almost an academic quality,
right,
or
yeah,
kind of the artistic freedom quality.
Yeah, and, you know, if I was late in the morning, and there's no problem, and if I stayed late, if I wanted to do some printing till 8 o'clock at night, no problem, you know.
And what was the formal work that you did for them? You know, what kind of work did Bethlehem need
from
you?
I did everything photographically. I did portraits of the big bosses, you know. They wanted for annual reports, and he thought I could do portraits better than anybody else, you know, so I had to do all the portraits. Later on, when we got into putting slideshows together, people, they didn't know how to, you know, put the slides together, copy them, this and that, so I was doing a lot of that work. But I would go out in assignments too. I'd go down the mines, the soft coal mines too. But then that was another thing. We would go down with maybe two or three other people, and then we would string up a bunch of lights. And before we got through with it, it looked like a living room, you know. So, but that's what they wanted to show. They wanted to show a certain type of machinery in the mine or something like that.
Did you do a little bit of shooting in that period of Bethlehem mines here in the Panther Valley?
Yeah.
Because they bought the mines
after the mid-60s
or so.
I did a whole series on wire ropes in the buildings here, and, you know, and strippings, you know, the trucks and things. Oh, yeah. It was nothing really dramatic, you know. When you work for that big company and all that, and advertise, you know, art directors and all that, they have a certain way they want pictures taken and all that, and you much deviate from it and all that. If you try to, they say, well, that's not what we want, you know. So it's not like working for yourself. When you do a series of pictures on your own, you do them the way you want to, and you let your own feelings come through, you know.
But it did give you that freedom to do your own work. It wasn't right. Your work for them that was so that's involved right, yeah. You, mm-hmm. But it let you do that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought I had a pretty good, few years there. I never regretted going down there.